This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Today marks 1 year since the first person in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta tested positive for the coronavirus. Over the past year, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has announced that 5,177 people have tested positive for the virus. 25 people from the region have died from complications of COVID-19. Cases peaked in the YK Delta in a two-week span around Thanksgiving, when cases averaged 66 new cases per day. The case rate for the region's population size stood as one of the highest in the nation. Just a few weeks later, in mid-December, the first COVID vaccines arrived in the region, and YKHC began inoculating healthcare workers and elders. A month later, in mid-January, the Health Corporation opened vaccinations to everyone age 16 and older. Suddenly, in a sharp reversal, the region that once led the nation with its COVID case rate began helping to lead the nation in vaccinations against the disease. Now, a year after that first case, nearly 60% of the YK Delta's eligible population has received one dose of a COVID vaccine. Nearly 50% is fully vaccinated. Vaccinations, YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges says, is the way out of this pandemic.
I just strongly urge everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. The closer we get to 100% of our eligible people being vaccinated, the closer we're going to get back to our normal lives, where we can visit with our friends and family without fear of catching COVID, and where we can engage in our jobs and in commerce and go to restaurants and travel.
Over the past 2 weeks, YKHC has announced an average of 6 new cases per day, about a tenth of the cases during the region's peak. YKHC is asking all parents and guardians of 12 to 15-year-olds to go ahead and sign up their adolescent for a COVID vaccine. That's in case the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorizes the Pfizer vaccine for this age group. Pfizer has completed clinical trials of its vaccine on 12 to 15-year-olds and reports that no adolescents who received the vaccine had any serious side effects or developed symptoms of COVID-19. Turning to economic news, the CARES Act, the original COVID-19 relief bill that Congress passed last year, sent a lot of money to Alaska tribes, more than $300 million. Amid pandemic anxiety, the money was a godsend for remote Alaska communities. For tribal administrators, it was also a headache. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports on how Alaska's tribes, including Bethel's, spent their funds and about the mountain of new cash that's coming at them soon.
Bethel's tribe, Arutz Achachamut Native Council, or ONC, received $14 million from the CARES Act. ONC Executive Director Mark Springer remembers the moment he learned the cash was in the tribe's bank account.
I was sitting at my desk, and my chief accountant, my then chief accountant, came to the door, and he stood in my door, and he had a piece of paper in one hand and he was clutching his chest in his other.
Of course, Springer and the accountant were elated, but it was a lot of money for a tribe of about 3,500 members. The rules for how it could be spent weren't clear at first, and originally the tribes had less than a year to spend it all. Springer says the deadline pressure was immense.
Oh, yes. There was many a time when people looked right at me and they said, Mark, are you going to be able to spend all that money before December 30th?
That was the challenge for tribes all over the country. The government followed a formula to distribute Tribal CARES Act money. 225 Alaska tribal governments received amounts ranging from $100,000 to $20 million. Some tribes didn't get their share until late May. They had to figure out how to use it wisely or lose it. ONC bought a ton of supplies and personal protective equipment and a building to put it in. Springer says ONC still has enough hand sanitizer left to fill a swimming pool. But he says at a time when stores had no Clorox or Pine-Sol, the tribe could provide.
It feels real good when a family would call up and say, hey, you know, we're COVID-19 positive and we need some cleaning supplies and some PPE. And we're like, yeah, we'll be right there.
Like a lot of tribes, ONC distributed the bulk of its CARES Act money to its members, up to $5,000 per household. The spending has to go for pandemic-related needs, so the members filled out applications to document what they needed help with. Ultimately, Springer says the money went to the community at large, in Bethel or Anchorage or wherever the member lives.
It does have a lot of economic impact because we were, you know, sending checks to landlords. We were paying electric bills and water and sewer bills and fuel bills. And so that money really went directly into the economy.
Some tribes aim to improve food security by providing freezers or ammunition and boat fuel to help tribal members hunt. Teresa Jacobson runs the Alaska Tribal Administrators Association. She says several tribes spent money to fix up old houses or community buildings to serve as quarantine facilities so that anyone coming into the village could isolate for 2 weeks.
From what I've seen, it's worked very well. And for those tribes that are doing that, I have one in particular that comes to mind, not one case of COVID since the pandemic started.
Congress later extended the CARES Act spending deadline until the end of this year. It gave tribal administrators time to catch their breath. Now they are getting ready for an even bigger pile of money from this year's COVID relief bill, the American Rescue Plan. For comparison, the CARES Act nationally had an $8 billion fund for tribal governments. The American Rescue Plan has $20 billion. The first billion will be divided equally among all the tribes. That comes to $1.7 million apiece. That alone will be more than most Alaska tribes got from the CARES Act. The Treasury Department hasn't announced how it will distribute the rest of the tribal government money in the American Rescue Plan. One proposal is to give each tribe another $10 million. And still, there would be billions left to distribute. Richard Peterson says he's ready. He's president of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes.
I would say the CARES Act has kept me up at night, so I'm kind of used to it now.
His government got $20 million in CARES Act funding, more than any other Alaska tribe. Most of it was distributed to the households of its 32,000 members, about a third of whom live in Southeast Alaska. For instance, the tribe sent up to $500 per child to help parents with the expenses of pandemic homeschooling, like new laptops and broadband. With the American Rescue Plan, Central Council might get two or three times as much as it got from the CARES Act. But this time, the allowable uses are broader, and the spending deadline isn't until the end of 2024. Peterson says he's grateful to have more time to strategize for economic development and recovery.
So, one, I want to honor, the intent in which it was issued. I also want to make sure that we're doing the best by our citizens, it all keeps me up at night.
Peterson says he's confident because Central Council has a solid record of service delivery. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Lastly, it's been more than a year since the Bethel Cultural Center hosted a Saturday market, and now the return of the community event will be delayed another month. The Saturday market scheduled for this weekend has been postponed until May 15th. YKHC classifies the region as being in the red zone for high community transmission of COVID-19. In this zone, it recommends only essential activities like medical services occur in person. Teddy Warrock, Cultural Center Program Director, says the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation urged the UAF Kuskokwim campus to shut down all in-person community events until coronavirus cases declined in the region. Last Friday, the campus held a community art show. It was the first in-person community on-campus event since pandemic restrictions began. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.